Place manager Alan Dowson after this afternoon's 4-2 win at Whitstable. Alan, on Monday you told me you were looking for a positive reaction from the players. You certainly got that this afternoon.
Very good. I thought some of our football was breathtaking. Especially first half, and got out of Lodgy, and I thought he was excellent. And Liam Collins, I thought he was best player on the pitch by a million miles. Not getting any better on him in the league. And just disappointed conceding two goals. Didn't get us wrong, the second goal, two of the goals really were good goals. The second goal, the lad will probably never strike a ball like that again. And that's a great little chip and a great strike. But just a little bit, two little disappointments is the two goals. And plus, we've had 6, 7, 8 golden opportunities, and Carl Dennis has missed a sitters. But then again, Bobby's got a hat trick, so I've got to be happy to come away here and win 4-2, when it could have been 5, 6, 7, to be honest. So I am pleased against a good Whitstable side.
You mentioned Bobby Tranen there. It was a great hat trick from him.
Well, the first two were great finishes. Well, all were good, like, you know. And he's, I didn't think he played for well the other night, and he's come back like he always does. People say he needs resting. People think like I've rested a couple of days, but not him. You play him because I know what he's going to get, and a great hat trick, and I'm delighted for him.
The only tarnish for Bob was that he got booked in the first half. That was a ridiculous booking, wasn't it?
Ridiculous, aye, absolutely scandalous. But that's what it gets, and that's what we're put up with. And, but I think it's only his second book of the season. But he'd be fine. You know, he's saying he'll score 30 goals for this year, and I've said that from day one, and I'll stick with it. And well done him.
And his strike pass partner, Cole Wilson, then it's not on the score sheet today, but deserved to be, didn't he? He played very, very well.
He did. He just missed some sitters. It's just when we're, when it was 2-1 and when it was 3-2, we've had some 1-1s there, which are harder to miss, to be honest. And Lodgy's missed one, and Carl's missed a couple. And he's got to kill the game. And we should go on to win 5-2, 6-2, 7-2. And I know you can't be greedy, but we've got to finish chances. And we didn't do that today. But then again, the goals we've scored this season, I can't complain too much about the front two. I think they've been excellent.
Said on Monday that Max liked to overplay a bit and almost got himself in trouble on Monday, but Adam Thompson did the same today. What was he doing at 2-1?
I don't know what he was doing, and it was a little panic what set in, which we had to talk about at half time and say, like, listen, teams are going to have a go against us. It's when we do, when they have their time, we've got to be solid, when we've got to get with two banks of four, and we've got to react better. And it was just a bit of panic because they've just scored against a runner player. I think it was their first attack, and that's all it was, to be honest. So we saw that at half time, and it didn't, the lads had a great strike for their second goal, and then we fought back again. And I think that's credit to the lads.
Case fans are more accustomed to seeing Liam Collins play on the right wing, but you put him in centre midfield today. I thought he absolutely controlled the centre of the park.
It was excellent. I'm delighted. I've tried to sign him 5-6 times in my management career. I had him in a youth team at Walton. I've known him since he was 16 years old. I used to come on, used to train him when I was a youngster, him and Max and that. I've always tried to get him. I heard he come available yesterday. I went to meet him at 9 o'clock last night to try to persuade him to come to us. He went for it. There's a lot of clubs coming for him, but he wants to settle down, find a home. We've given him a home now. I'm delighted with him. I thought he was absolutely excellent. He's a great lad, a great character I have, and I think he's an absolutely fantastic player for this club. If I get a couple of people like that, I'd be absolutely delighted. And I wanted to make a couple of changes. I've done so, but I thought he was absolutely brilliant.
What about Harkness? He made his debut as well. How do you think he did?
Just all right. He hasn't played left midfield for 4 years, and he just done okay. Great ball for the second goal in, great third goal in, great ball. He plays centre forward on Tuesday night, and that's his position. But I can't move a front two at the minute. But he's a great centre forward, proven centre forward. Not really a left winger, but he plays then, does a job and discipline. But no, not great, not fantastic to be honest, but just all right. But he will get better, I'll tell you now.
As well as the 3 goals we got in the first half, we also had 2 disallowed for offside. What's your take on those?
I thought one of them was, I think it was when Lodgy got in, I thought the one where Huckles headed across and somebody scored. I didn't think it was because Hooks has like headed it back there, I think. But the linesman's got a better feel with me on the halfway line. But that's the thing, you get 2 goals, you demand a game, you get 2 disallowed goals, and all of a sudden you get a killer blow up, and you're up against it, and that's why we've got to keep taking chances. And, but to be fair, I thought it was a good performance, to tell you the truth. I thought it was solid, and not solid, I thought we played some great football, and I'm delighted about the result.
And what about the fans today? They're very noisy, particularly second half.
I try to tell the truth all the time. I come across probably, I wanted a 30-match run, that 14-game, to get the record. I had the right hump, and I thought it was a dire night. And, we didn't have the lines marked at the game on Monday night, and we played poor, I managed poorly, I've come off, I haven't seen any. So I probably said something I shouldn't have said, but that's just because, you're frustrated, and I always try to talk to you straight afterwards, so people know how I am, and people know what my reaction is. And I probably said a couple of wrong things, that's the truth, and I apologise for that. But yes, the fans are absolutely fantastic, and if we don't have them, we don't play for anybody really. The fans make the football club, and I'm delighted to send them home happy tonight.
Looking ahead to Tuesday's game, you can use it for a chance to get some of the fringe players some first team action.
I don't think we've got many fringe players because I think everybody's part of the squad, but one or two coming in, I've got to let one or two go. It makes all the odds. I've got to see who is surplus to requirements. Some of them have got to play a big game for us on on Tuesday night. I have got some from Rains Park who have got to come in, like likes of Ross Chalk and Robbo and people like that. And people need games. Turley, Phil Williams, we need games. Some are like Tommy Williams and John Cook and Neil Lamperty. I rested them, didn't get dropped. I just thought we needed rested for today's game. We'll not be playing Tuesday, but we'll be back in for next Saturday, back in the squad, and it's up to them to get back in. But yes, Tuesday I've got to actually see what we've got in the locker to actually kick our season on. I'm determined not to let go. I thought we've done everything right today, but at the same time, the team's only as good as your squad, and I think our squad's not looking bad, to be honest.